Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, Every Nation NYC. It's Pastor Nathan here, and I am so excited for what we get to do today because I've got Pastor Shino here, Pastor Ron on Zoom. And what we wanted to do with you guys, it's been 1 year since we moved our church services online. And together, collectively, we wanted to mark this moment to lament and to celebrate all that God has done. It's been a tough season. It's been a good season. And we want to look at the good, the bad, and the triumph of all that God has done here. We've also been in a sermon series called Rising, because we believe that God is causing us to rise and he's elevating us to some new levels. And so this week we wanted to look at how our community, we are rising together. Despite of all that we've gone through this year, I believe that God has got a rising word for our community, even in the midst of our physical separation, that God is causing us to rise. So welcome, Pastor Ron. Welcome, Pastor Shino.
How you doing?
Let's jump in. I'm just going to kick some questions around here to these incredible pastors and men. Pastor Ron, I thought we could start with you. Would love to hear just a biblical perspective on community. Why is community so important to us as Christians? And what does the Bible have to say about community?
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Nathan. And really, it's just a joy to answer that question because Jesus died. He died vertically to go to the Father and be an atonement for our sins. But he also died horizontally when he reached his arms out, because there's a collective community of diverse, multi-ethnic, multi-generational, multi-socioeconomic. I mean, from Yale to jail and the park bench to the Park Avenue. I mean, God's people are all over the spectrum, and Jesus loves us the same. And he called upon us to live a new life of living for others and not ourselves. Joy can be broken down in three letters: J for Jesus, O for others, and Y yourself. And that is a clarion call in Scripture to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbors or love one another as ourselves. And I would say, Nathan, that the clearest depiction in Scripture of what community is all about, I would say, would be spiritual family. We could talk about the analogies that Paul gave, that the church is a building, the church is a garden, the church is a city. So many ways to view that. But I would say the strongest analogy is that church is like family. Paul the Apostle said, I came to you as my fathers, and I came to you as my brothers and sisters, and also came to you like a mother. And there's so many different ways that we relate. But every expression of this, every one another in Scripture, love one another, pray for one another, care for one another, give your life for one another, it all points us back to Jesus. Every connection that we make, it all points to the glory of God. And I'm delighted to be a pastor on this team, to care for you and love you. But even if I wasn't a pastor, I would still be doing this, because this is the mandate of our Lord Jesus. And we do care for one another and love one another and pray for one another.
You know, I mean, Pastor Ron, before you were Pastor Ron, you were my dad. And it's so good to be a part of a healthy, loving, beautiful family. But as I've grown out of our natural nuclear family, I've grown into this incredible spiritual family that you got to build here in New York City. And it's been amazing to grow in this church and in this city with some of the finest, most incredible people on God's planet. So Every Nation NYC, we love growing with you. I love being your family with you. From Pastor Ron, Pastor Nathan, from this home all the way through New York City, it's just incredible to be growing this big, beautiful family.
It truly is.
Now, Pastor Shino, something that we've been learning about, in particularly in our men's meetings,
yes,
is the importance of staying connected, not just on a biblical level, which, I mean, God is so clear on that. He's so clear that we're stayed connected, but also on a medical, psychological level. Could you just share with our church family some stuff that we've been learning as men together this year?
You know, we brought in three men. We had a sermon series called Resilience. And one thing we learned during this season was this was going to be a marathon. It wasn't going to be a sprint. And that we needed to get a little bit of some fortitude in us and some things in us, not just from a biblical standpoint, but also from a medical standpoint as well. So we brought in some high-level men to really encourage us. And when I say high-level, we had Dr. Sweet come in. He's a psychiatrist and also a sports psychiatrist and a sports psychologist for the New York Knicks and also for the New York Jets. And wow. He really challenged us with community as well, explaining to us that it's very important that you are able to stay connected in some way, shape, or form. Dr. Niadi came and spoke to us from a mental health point of view, saying that, you know, when we're disconnected, when we're isolated, when we're away from each other, you can easily fall into depression, and that we had to learn to fight through that. And the way that we did that was staying connected. You got to fight through the workload. You got to fight through wanting to be isolated, wanting to stay in the bed and sleep all day. And, you know, you had to get up. And then even Dr. Michael Schaefer, our own doctor in our house, was just saying also the importance of just taking care of the body, you know, understanding that that's going to be very important as well. And if you could, you know, get out and maybe do some walks or get out in the park or go somewhere and do something with others. But the key was others. You know, the Bible says this in Hebrews 13:13, it says to encourage each other daily. And, yeah. You know, community is very important.
So good.
And it's important to be able to speak life, to tell each other, you know, you are going to make it, that you can pull through this. When you have somebody like that in your life to encourage you to keep moving forward, no matter what circumstances or situation looks like, that becomes a joy, and that builds that camaraderie and that friendship. And most of all, what we're talking about, a healthy community where we're checking in on one another, not just, you know, a light check-in, but we're really concerned about the well-being of one another. So those doctors really challenged us to, you know, understand and be resilient during this season.
Pastor Shino, that was a fantastic summary of all that we learned as men together this year. And ladies, there's also just some incredible stuff coming your way as well. But, you know, if we're thinking about why this is so important to stay connected, to stay stay together as a community, biblically, stay together as a community, psychologically, physically, it's also good to remember why we made this very hard step one year ago to move our services online. Pastor Shino, would you just briefly remind us why we're here today, why we're doing it in this way?
You know, we were just saying that a couple days ago, you know, somebody brought it to our attention and we knew it was coming. But just to remember that, man, we made a hard decision not to come to PS 452.
Right.
It was a Friday, between a Friday and a Saturday. We're going back and forth and, you know, really doing some soul searching on the phone with Pastor Ron and the rest of the team. We brought in our elders, which one of them is a doctor, a medical doctor. And the other one was a lawyer. And when you think about the two, you know, we always think about this before you make a major decision. You know, the Bible says that there's safety in the multitude of counsel. And we did this for two reasons. We did this, number one, is because we love our people. We care deeply about our people. Yeah. We're not going to make a decision based off of some cavalier, you know, hey, you know, we're just going to go for it. We're not going to worry about what's going on in the world or society, you know. But we made a decision based off of the medical and based off of the legal as well. And also because of the love, we care deeply about our people here mm-hmm. at Every Nation New York City. You know, it's important to understand that as pastors, you know, we carry a great responsibility. And if something were to happen to our congregation based off of a decision that we just decided to make, maybe in the corner somewhere, a couple of us gathering, you know, it could go bad. And so we made that decision because, number one, we love God and we love people and we want to be led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. We do want to be led by the Spirit, and we so love each and every one of you. We miss you dearly. It was a hard decision to move online, but I believe that through this season, God has been working. We want to take a moment here in this service to remember the good, the bad, and the triumph that God is working through this church community. And so, Pastor Ron, I just wanted to check in with you to hear some of the good that you feel like God is bringing out of this season for us as a church. Where do you see God working for our good in this season?
Yeah, sure. And I appreciate all that you pastors are sharing, and you love your people. And we just thank God for our staff that has stuck together through this pandemic and really, truly been digging deeper. And I think the first sign of growth in this season is that we've all had to go deeper in our reliance on God. And we've not been able to trust in ourselves. We've not been able to even trust in family and friends. It's been really sad to not get to see your grandkids as much as you formerly did, or your friends or your family. And we've had challenging moments. And I think you always have a choice. Do you get, you know, bitter or do you get better? And I think by and large, this church family has grown better. And it's like a tree that's been forced. The roots are forced to go deeper into finding the earth, into finding water, finding security. And I know that Lynette and I have been up pretty much every day seeking God and in the Bible, in prayer. We pray for you every morning. This church staff is remarkable. They get up 6 a.m. They moved it from 7 a.m., which is already a little bit hard on me, to 6 a.m., which is now getting really hard. I go to bed late and get up later. But, you know, we've really had challenges. But you know what we are? We have to remember this. And this is from the words of Scripture. We are more than conquerors.
That's right.
We are made to be resilient. We are made to overcome. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And though we have fallen, the Scripture says, yet seven times we rise again. And I think that there's a lot of things that I've seen, Nathan, Pastor Shino, but three things I can just summarize is, number one, we've been well fed. And number two, we have been forged as a family. And I'm so proud that we have been moving forward. And we've been saying that through this whole season from 1 year ago to today. Started with a young sister in our church said, we are moving forward when others are shutting down. And I'm so proud of our nurses, our frontliners, our doctors, and also those who withstood injustice and went on the streets and marched. And we have been a fighting family, fighting together, thank God, by His grace.
So good.
Amen. Yes, man, yes. I don't know about you. Right, I'm feeling charged and ready to go.
Yeah.
Now, with the good, God has been doing good through this season. It would be amiss to not also for a moment pause and admit and lament the hard. It's been difficult. It started with a lockdown, us being physically separated, going through deep isolation, loneliness. And then in the summer, things took a dark turn with the unjust killing of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. Also within our own church body, We saw Lawrence Rush as well as Levette Plan go to be with the Lord. It's been a tough and heavy season. Pastor Ron, again, I just pass this question back to you. Where have you seen some of the difficult in the season, the hard in this season coming through for you as well?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I think we can all agree that it's been difficult not seeing people that we're used to seeing. Now, maybe you're a hermit, or maybe you're a monk, or maybe you're a deep introvert. And maybe you've loved all this time being quarantined and all that. But I think most of us, we really are wired for connection and relationship. That's how God wired us, even before Adam and Eve fell away from God. Even before that, God wired Adam to long for a relationship. And his wife, Eve, longing for a relationship. That's how we're wired. And one out of three Americans have, in every survey, one out of three people have admitted to depression.
Wow.
And maybe that's you too. Maybe you've been depressed in this season and maybe you're still depressed. I know that many times, many moments, Lynette and I got depressed. We were sunken in our soul because we missed you. We missed people. We missed family. We missed our routine. We missed our restaurants. We missed our places that we like to go. And things have been hostile. And I think it's been a loss. And now we're fighting through the losses to find new gains in this season. I want to remind you of something I think is really important, Pastor Nathan and Shino, and that is this. Depression is not sin.
It's good.
It's good.
It's the choices that we make when we're depressed that can lead us to sin. And that's, I think, important for us to remember in this season. Yes, we've had a lot of losses, but it is a season now to get it back, to get back our joy, get back our resilience, get back our places that we want to eat and are the people that we want to see. Pastor Chino, I haven't seen you in a while. I have seen you a few times, but I haven't seen you in a while. I would love to see you, hug you, and maybe possibly even kiss you on the cheek. We'll see if that's allowable in your culture. I don't know. But that's, you think about it. The Bible says more than once, greet one another with a holy kiss. The mask wearing and all the proper reasons that we don't do that are in place. But, you know, let's think about it. We're going to rebound and we're going to be together. We're going to hug. We're going to high five and we're going to do life together.
Yes.
I agree.
Pastor Chino, we'd love to hear from you. How has this season personally affected you? Where do you see, you know, God moving in amongst the hard things that we are going through?
You know, for me, it was just really like everybody's saying here on the screen is that it was hard not being able to be with people. You know, I am a people person. I love seeing people. I love high-fiving, shaking hands, you know, looking people, telling them you can be something, you can do something. That's just how I'm wired. And then you hear stories of people just down and out and hurting. You know, I hurt with them. You know, we hurt with them.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, it was tough not being able to get to people or to be around the people. So that was tough. You know, also, you know, I have children, and just for parents out there, many of you maybe gone through it right now, and you know what I'm talking about. A bunch of us being under the roof, one roof for a season of time, things can get hectic. You know, things can get hectic.
Yes, and they can.
And so when your child is home and you're trying to work and you got them on school and, you know, online on school, and you're trying to get them going and you're trying to get going, you know, that was difficult. You know, that was really hard. And then having to help navigate them and their lives because they couldn't be with their friends and they couldn't go to their schools. And some of them couldn't play sports. I know a tough thing for my daughter being a senior last year was that she wasn't able to go to her prom. And wasn't able to graduate. And, you know, that was tough, you know, her prom dress sitting up in her room and, you know, Dad, you know, I'm never going to get to wear this. And so things like that, that really, really hit home was tough for people. So just wanted to really let people know that that was some of the personal things that we went through. But one of the great things that I did want to share out of all of it is that I felt that with prayer, you know, that has really done something inside of me and inside of us. Because as a church, we prayed like we've never prayed before. And I do kind of want to go back just a bit. Because of that prayer meeting that you started several years ago, Pastor Ron, think about this. I just want to, I want to say thank you for that. But because of that prayer meeting, it's kept us one step ahead. It's kept that we've been truly led by the Spirit because we've chosen to pray every single day of the week. And God has honored us, I believe, as a body because we've cried out to Him night and day. And just, Lord, help us. And, you know, I know that we're going to come into a season of the triumph. But just one thing I do want to say is that, you know, what was blessed me is that as we've prayed together, the doors are still open in this house. The doors are still open in this church.
Praise God.
We do give God praise for being open.
Yes.
That we've been able to come through.
Yeah.
And again, Pastor Ron, thank you for starting that prayer meeting.
Yeah.
I remember hearing 2-3 times a week, we're getting on the lines. It was at the time 7 a.m. And I was like, man, these guys are crazy.
Yeah.
We're going for it. Here we go. Then we went, to, you know, 6 days a week, 6 a.m. We've got a praying church, and I want to honor all of the men and women on the lines for praying us through.
Yes.
We've prayed our way out, church,
yes.
And we're going to keep praying our way into all that God has for us. And I think that's a perfect segue into talking about the triumph.
Yes.
Because while this season has been tough, though we fall, yet we will. Pastor Ron, what's the word of the season?
Rising.
That's
come
right.
on.
That's right. That's right.
We are rising up, church. And so I wanted to check in with you guys to hear some of the triumph stories that God has brought in and through this community. Pastor Ron, let's start with you. Where do you see the triumph coming?
Sure. Well, you know, like you, I'm sure all of us have seen the good and the bad. We've mentioned the bad or some of the challenging aspects that we've walked through. We've walked through as a family and been so sad. Some of the triumph and the rising, I would say probably one of the things that is really most exciting to me, and then I'll give you my favorite testimony, but this past week, Nathan and Chino, I think you know that I interviewed four people in our church family, Lawrence, Joan, Rashida, Gerard, and of those four people, they have had a remarkable impact on the community or their family members, and just those four alone have led more than 100 people in New York City to Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Just those four. Wow.
And disciples are being made from their influence and their fruitfulness. I've been hearing about this for weeks and months, their stories and their impact that they're having, the influence. And I'm just thankful that the people of God have risen up, and we remember that our primary mandate is go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right into the family of God, and making disciples, teaching them to observe all of the principles of the kingdom of God. And so in the midst of it all, I've seen that testimony flourish and the people of God rise up. But here's one of my favorites. Lynette and I lead a connect group in the Upper West Side, and our last physical meeting was in February, so it was virtually a year ago. And we were at a low point because there were two couples in our connect group who are having significant major struggles in having children, and open to one couple, they tried literally everything. And I remember distinctly Lynette looking at me with fierce eyes saying, we really need to pray and we need to call on God in our life group, our connect group meeting rather. And in that connect group that night, just over a year ago, we declared that they would be fruitful and have children.
Wow.
And we put it out there. You know, sometimes you go through something and you've already had doors shut, but we kept asking. You know the Greek word for ask, seek, and knock. I'm sorry, Nathan and Sheena, if I could just say that.
You go. Is that all right? Keep going. Yes. Keep preaching.
Right. Yes.
Go.
So, asking, seeking, knocking is not ask once. It's not seek once. It's not knock once. Jesus said, that is a very specific Greek word. It's continual action. Keep asking. Don't give up. Keep seeking, don't stop seeking, and keep knocking on the door. And that night was a breakthrough moment. We wept together, we cried together, we lamented together. And do you know, during this COVID season, I'm amazed by this. JP and Ida got pregnant and had twins. And then just after that, 2 or 3 months later, and this is just remarkable, Mike and Alyssa were able miraculously to adopt twins as well.
Praise God.
You can't plan this. You can't predict this. You can't say this is normative, but this is exactly how we prayed that night over a year ago. So during COVID, these little blessings, twins, and many other babies born to people in this church family, people got married, great things happened. I just want to celebrate. Look, can we just praise God?
Yes.
In your den, in your bedroom, wherever you are. And we just, God is just so faithful to us. He sustained us. We should, when we get together, we need to have a real shout of victory. We need to praise God from the mountaintops because He has been faithful to us. And His faithfulness is not dependent upon circumstances. It's dependent upon His character. God will never fail you, and He's not failing us. And we're coming through, and we are rising.
Good, so good.
Amen. Yeah. Man,
yes,
thank you. That was fantastic.
Yes.
Chino, for you, where do you see us rising? Where do you see the triumph?
You know, so many times during this season, I've heard people talk about just committing to God, like taking the word literally, where people are like, you know what, I'm no longer just going to allow the circumstances to dictate my life, but I'm going to continue to live for Jesus no matter what. And that even meant, you know, from a financial point of view, and where people are like, I'm going to continue to tithe. I'm going to continue to give. I'm going to continue to do the things that God has called me to do. And out of that, we began to hear testimonies where people were just saying, I'm not making adjustments based off society. I'm going to do what the word of God says no matter what. And so suddenly, man, we just started hearing these things just start springing up. You know, we've heard people in our church that were around them, people were being furloughed, they were being laid off. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they get promoted. They get a promotion. And we know that promotion comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from man. And these people are just testifying of the goodness of God that, man, I feel bad when, yes, I heard my coworkers being laid off, but man, all of a sudden the boss comes to me and says, you're getting a promotion. That's God. Only God can do that in the midst of a pandemic season. Then we had people getting upgrades in apartments. You know, things were going on in people's apartments, things breaking down. And you know what? Knocks come on the door. Hey, we'll fix it. And they're like, no, you know, we don't know about this. And all of a sudden, wait, well, how about this? How about we take you from the bottom to the top? Why don't we give you more rooms than the rooms you have right now? You know, God doing great things like that for people, giving them upgrades in the apartments that they live in. Other ones that were pretty significant was one of our guys that spoke this year, kicked off our men's meeting this year, was Solomon Choi. Maybe some of you know he's the CEO of 16 Handles. But he was just telling a story about all the bad things, the negative things that happened to him during 2020, and how out of the negative turned positive in 2021. And he said he moved here years ago, several years ago, and his dream was to open up a 16 Handles in Times Square. Now he's opening them up all over the place, but he wanted to open one up in Times Square. How about this? How about now he's getting ready to open up a 16 Handles in Times Square in the midst of a pandemic?
Wow.
That was his dream to always do that. What I want to say to this camera, whoever is watching, whatever you're dreaming about, don't stop dreaming, because it's not over until God says it's over. We are coming back right. As a church. We are not dead. We are alive. Our God is risen and he's coming back. And not only that, I want to encourage you to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep doing what God is calling you to do. Keep being what God is calling you to be. And I know that God is going to be with us as a church heading into 2021. Now, I have a testimony. You know what? You're looking at your pastor, one of the pastors on the team who came over here in faith. Pastor Ron, I'm coming to New York. Pastor Nathan, I'm coming to New York. Pastor Kaz, I'm coming to New York. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm coming. And when I took a step of faith, God met me where I needed to be met financially. But not only did he come through financially, he came through with a woman of God to be with me. And yes, I got married during 2020 in the midst of a pandemic. God can do anything if you allow him to be God in your life and you take the word of God literally. If God can triumph for these people that we just talked about, he can triumph for you behind that screen as well.
That's right. That is right, Pastor Shino. Thank you, Pastor Ron, Pastor Shino, for just blowing the roof off here and helping us celebrate. And I hope that wherever you are, you are able to enter into this joy. When God is working in somebody's life, we want to celebrate and latch on to that, because we know God can do it for them. He can do it for you. Together, collectively, yes. We are in a rising season. We are in a rising movement. And I believe the future of this church is brighter than ever. Pastor Ron, where do you see us coming together? What does some of the future of this church look like as we talk about rising, as we talk about community rising?
Great question. And God knows the answer to that. It's the safest answer. God knows. I think things could potentially be different in a few ways. Number one, I think we'll definitely be going online and then in person for sure. And I am so excited to see you, to be together online, be in a new environment. And I really sense that God has anointed our church, even as we've come through this, to be more effective than we've ever been. That is really my sense. And I think we're going to find new creativity, innovation, and ways to reach our communities, maybe perhaps that we never have before. I think we're going to be a little bit more missional than attractional. I think we're going to be rebuilding. And I think that's a fair statement. That's who we are, though. We've seen this two other times in the history of this church. One was right after 9/11. I was driving through across the George G.W. Bridge, and the Lord spoke to my heart, out of these ashes, I'll build a great church. I had no idea that I would be a part of the building of God's church in the five boroughs, meaning that along with the other great churches in the city. And I that became a download from God to me and to my heart. And I sense that we're going to do that again this time around. And I think it's going to be a little bit different than we ever have. There could be some reconfiguring of how many churches or whatever. But one thing I see is more unity. I think we've had a pruning. Many people have left the city due to this. Some have their jobs lifted them up and literally took them to other nations. That's part of what we do. We send. We're radical senders in this church. We send people to Taiwan, to Philly, to Florida, to other places and other nations. We do that. That's who we are. That's the gift. But at the same time, now we're going to build. We're going to be like Nehemiah picking up stones, and it says burnt stones. We're building that wall of protection around the city. We're going to build, and we're going to watch what God will do. We are not, God is not finished with us yet. We're going to approach our 20th anniversary on 9/11 this year. We're going to have a great anniversary celebration and reunion. People are going to come to town. We're going to have a book released and a number of things. But between now and then, I sense that we're going to gain steam. And as we go into 2022, we're going to have the greatest harvest that we've ever seen. And I hope and I pray to God that you'll be a part of that through your praying, through your giving, through your participation, through your care for the saints, for your regathering in worship. We got to get together, encourage one another every day, the scripture tells us, daily. I want to encourage you, and I would ask for you to encourage somebody else. My hope is that all of our sites and all of our places are united and rise up in great faith. That's
come
the
on.
Hope.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. You know, one of the greatest things that I love about what Pastor Ron is saying and our team is that we're not content on just barely getting by, but we do believe that the harvest is coming. There's been several prophetic words that have come forth about the harvest and about revival. And we as a church have to put ourselves in a position to be ready for it. So right now we're talking about this theme, this overarching theme in our church on discipleship. Discipleship is crucial in this hour because not only do we want to be a disciple, but we also want to begin to make disciples. And so we want to start being more outward. We want to be more evangelistic, not just, you know, taking care of just me and maybe a couple of my friends, but also bringing people into the life and what God is starting to do here at Every Nation New York City. So we are primed to grow, but we also have to get the nets ready to prepare for the harvest. And so there's a practical way that we're getting ready to start doing that. And I'll turn it over to you, Pastor Nathan.
Every Nation NYC, we are so excited to, starting Easter Sunday, be hosting services at homes. I know of at least 7 locations where there's going to be a hosted at home service in Manhattan, in New Jersey, on Long Island, in Connecticut. They're going to be spread around our area, and we would encourage you, sign up. Sign up so that we know who's coming, because spaces are limited, so you have to go through our website and sign up. In a few days, that will open up. But please stay tuned, because we are getting our congregation and those who are not in our congregation, those who are just in our spheres of influence, together to celebrate the risen Jesus. There's going to be a powerful message. It's going to encourage you and help others come to know Jesus coming out on Easter Sunday. So we're encouraging you, don't celebrate alone. Get in community, connect with people around this city and around the tri-state region. Let's go up and worship the Lord together. So stay tuned for exactly how to do that through our website, through ennyc.info. And also, if you're new here with us, if you're tuning in and you're not a part of this church community family, we would love to hear from you. You can please text us, text the word new to 844-962-3110 to get connected into this community. We've got connect groups that are meeting throughout the tri-state region. We've got events, we've got trainings, we've got our connections course that is going to help establish the biblical foundations in you and also give you the opportunity to become a member here. We're a real life, full view, 360-degree church community, and we are inviting you to be a part of all that God is doing. We look forward to getting to know you personally. We are not just a video. We are real-life people and look forward to helping you know God, grow together, discover your purpose, and make a difference. Pastor Ron, as we close out, could you just pray a big prayer of faith and community rising over everybody who's watching?
Yeah, let's pray. I want to ask God to touch every area of your life. Lord, we thank you for this time together, for vision and hope and faith and love. Lord, we pray for every person who's with us today watching. And I thank you, God, that you're the God of resurrection. You raise your son, Jesus, out of the grave. Lord, I thank you that right now, even as you did for your son, you're raising us up with him, as your scripture says. We're raised with Christ in heavenly places. I pray that you would help us to think differently. I pray that you would help us to live differently. Lord, I pray that you would help us to feel differently. I ask you to fill up every heart and every home with the joy of the Lord that is your strength. I pray that, God, that you would fill us with peace that surpasses our understanding. God, I pray that you would give us victory over our fears and doubts and unbelief, and help us to be believing people. Lord, as we get in your word and rely upon you, I thank you. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that, God, you will raise us up in newness of life, overcoming in everything, every area of our life. I pray resources in your life. I pray your mood would be lifted. I pray that the Holy Spirit would fill your heart, that rivers of living water would flow out of your belly, out of your inner parts. And God, I'm asking you to help us to put on the helmet of salvation and to totally deconstruct lies of Satan, that we might get the truth of your word and build our very lives on the truth of your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We're thankful and we're grateful for this moment and our future together. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.